Welcome to the Second Nature Show. Today, my name is Dom Campbell, and I am here with my friends Alex Coble-Frakes and Donna Masterson. And I am really happy to be here. Today, we have a special guest, Jen Kirkado. Jen is a certified health coach and life coach with her own practice called Commit to Explore. And she's a super energetic person. She loves and has this passion to help people wake up to living an excited life, to really connect and grow into the best version of themselves. So Jen, thank you for being here today.
Wow, Dom, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited and honored to be here today.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, if you told me a year ago that I'd be sitting here interviewing you, I probably would have said, what? But here we are. So what a treat this is, you know, for me, and I'm sure for everybody watching, it's going to be a treat for them as well. So thank you. Having had an opportunity to work with you myself over this past year, I know a bit of your story already. So, but I'd love for you to share a little bit, you know, about it with the people who are watching. You know, what really led you into doing this and becoming a coach and helping people in the way that you're helping them?
Yeah. So for me, I was in sales. I had been in sales for about 10 years. And I started actually in real estate, owning a franchise with my husband, which is something that not a lot of people actually know. And that was my first experience in sales. And then I went into the corporate world. And I'm a highly driven, committed person. So when I start anything, my intention is, I'm going to be doing this forever. And I really hope for that. And I shouldn't say unfortunately, because it's all led me here, right? Mm-hmm. When I was in all of those jobs, there was something missing for me. And I didn't quite know, you know, what it was. And I hired a coach. Really, I was seeking guidance because I thought there was something wrong with my mindset, something that I maybe needed to look deeper at, or something I hadn't tried. And I was making really good money, and I don't know if it was secure, but it felt secure, and it felt like I should be honoring what I signed up to do. And I was just feeling a lack of fulfillment. I was exhausted, and I was starting to get anxiety, which is something that I had never experienced. And I just wanted to just get an outside perspective. My family, my friends, they're all very supportive. And they were like, stay where you're at, you know, life is good. And just make your life outside of work beautiful and enjoy that. And I just couldn't get past that. For me, I was like, no, I want to love what I'm doing and spending my time, you know, working. A lot of hours that we work in a lifetime, right? So I hired a coach, and I actually was blown away in a very short period of time. Like the first call, I was just so intrigued by how she took me to a different dimension, and it just opened up, like created clarity. I call it like she unfogged my lens of how I was seeing things with just powerful questions. She wasn't telling me how to live. She wasn't giving me advice, but she was just asking me better questions than I was asking myself. And it got me to realize that I had negative self-talk, and I had limited language that was keeping me and creating this like self-induced suffering. And once I saw that, I realized, holy cow, like everything can be so different because I created this myself. And if I'm suffering from this, there's definitely other people that are suffering. And I still felt that where I was in my career wasn't the right place. And I just had this like spark of passion and enthusiasm and curiosity for coaching. And I wanted to try it out and see if this was something that, you know, I might be good at. And so that is what led me to, you know, when I saw, I was looking towards life coaching, which is more of my focus, I would say, more of my clients is around life coaching, but there's a health element, of course. And I loved the opportunity to become a life coach first because I thought, wow, I'd never heard of that. And I thought that, you know, it was more specific. Sometimes when you say life coaching, people don't really know what that means. Mm-hmm. And when you say health, it's everyone's concerned and mindful, hopefully, of their health, and they want to improve their health. And they think about, you know, preventative care and holistic health and working with practitioners today. And I just thought that would be a really great route to go with. And so when I discovered BHC and I put it side by side with other programs, it stood out to me as the right choice for me. And it absolutely was.
That's awesome. Wow.
Thank you.
I'm kind of curious, how has this work really impacted your own personal life since stepping into this? Now you're the coach, you're on the other side of it. How has that impacted you working with other clients? I'm curious to hear.
As opposed to my other work or just being
a
coach?
Yeah.
As opposed to my other work. Well, I don't know that I could ever work in an office again. I say this every single week. I have so much gratitude from working from home. And some people, when they do that, when they go from working, you know, and they're still working for a company, but now they're just remote and they feel isolation and, you know, all of that. And I don't experience any of that. I feel very connected to the work I do, to my clients. And I love working from home. I work really well independently, but I literally do cartwheels out of bed to do this work. I feel very honored that people select me as someone to be a part of their journey, that they open up and share what's real and happening for them. I take the work really seriously, and I have so much gratitude for coaching, and that it's actually something that I want to be available to as many people, you know, whoever wants it, I feel like should be able to have the opportunity to experience it. And so I try to offer just not one-on-one coaching, but group experiences and going out and doing workshops and talks in my community so that people know that if they need support, they have it.
Wow. Jen, thank you for sharing that. And I wrote down something that really struck me. You said your lens was unfogged, right? That was like, wow, that was amazing you saying that. And also, self-induced suffering. You had self-induced suffering, and now your lens was clear, you saw what was happening to you, and you got a coach, and all this happened. Now, with all that being said and done, when you left the corporate world, how is all of that, the coaching, how has that affected your own health, your well-being, and your life?
Yeah, so I had no self-care towards the end. I was probably paying the electricity bill at my gym, but I wasn't showing up. I had gained weight. I just didn't do anything really for myself except, drink wine at night, eat pasta, comfort food, and all the things that I do still do some of that today because I love wine and I love a nice pasta dish. However, self-care in my opinion is, it's not an option in being a coach. You have to have a strong self-care practice. So my life is very different today. And what's really cool is I know very quickly if I'm out of alignment with the level of self-care that I need in order for me to show up the way I want to show up for my clients.
What tells you that you're out of alignment? Period.
Oh, I feel like a fraud. Wow. Immediately, if I'm just not, if I have, you know, if I string together like 2 days of not doing my meditation, not reading something or I listen to all my books. I don't read books. I listen to them because I can get through them so much faster. This is how I learn. So I listen to Audible, and I just need that. That keeps me sharp and keeps me inspired. And in our line of work, I feel like it's really important. So if I don't do any of those things, I just have a low energy instead of this, I'm just not vibrating from the same from the same level.
You don't feel centered.
I don't feel centered, exactly. Okay. Wow. But what's so cool is, you know, I learned this, and so everyone can learn this. Mm-hmm. And I always say, you know, coaching, nobody needs a coach. People want coaching or they don't. And some people want coaching for a long time, like me. I love support no matter how well I'm doing. It's like, all right, well, what do I want to create and explore next? And if I can get there faster with the support and the accountability of somebody else, I want that.
Right.
Yeah. And it's cool. There's plenty of people that don't, or they're very accountable to themselves. And that's cool too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I just, for me, it's just really important that when I notice that that's happening, it's pretty quick because I coach, you know, 5 days a week. So sometimes on the weekends, if we take a trip and we get away, it's more, I guess it would be just indulging, you know, like eating three meals that I really, really love that maybe I would normally have one of those. I just took my husband away actually for his birthday. We went to Maine to a beautiful resort right on the water, the Cliff House. And
I know it.
I had a weekend of having, you know, a lot of delicious things and not really doing my meditation or listening to anything, but being fully present to being with my husband, which is something that I also was not very good at. I was always thinking about work when I was in sales. I was always working. Even if I wasn't physically working, in my mind, I was working. Mm-hmm. And in coaching, I've learned to not, to be present to everything that I'm doing, be where I am.
Mm. So Jen, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have a question for you here. What type of services do you offer? You should.
Yeah, of course. I would say I specialize in coaching for, transformation, but really people that are going through transitions in their life. So whether if that's career, if they want to change industries altogether, if they're going through a divorce or something in their health, they want to move to a different place. Just, we're always going through transition, but people want support for that. That is really an area I really love to coach. And also around worthiness, I think that was one of the things that was really challenging for me, was I always felt like the job that I had, I wasn't qualified for. So I was always having this self-talk of like, I can't leave this job because I'll probably never, you know, get, you know, that next job because I'm underqualified for the job I have, which really isn't true, but that's what I would tell myself. So I love working with people around their worthiness and getting them to really believe in themselves and really up-leveling their self-talk. And so I offer one-on-one coaching, and then I offer group coaching experiences. So I don't, right now in my practice, I don't actually take people through group coaching, but what I'll do is I'll have an event where I incorporate like a sunrise meditation at the beach. We hop on paddle boards and, you know, we go out to a sandbar and we ignite intention lanterns and we just have a powerful conversation. And so I create experiences like that. And then I'll offer like each individual attendee a 90-minute breakthrough call with me after. So I create things like that so that we're including movement, because I think that's really important in changing our state of being is movement. And then it's also followed up with some coaching. And then just, again, I love getting people together and having powerful group conversations, being outside, bringing in sunrise. I'm a big sunrise chaser, so.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Awesome. So I've got a question for you. It's really interesting to hear you talk about, you know, unfogging the lens, because in all of my experience with you, I find you to be someone super badass and confident and like really grounded in their value, which is a beautiful example, you know, for it was a really powerful example for me as a coach coming through the ranks. So I'm curious, what helped you create that mindset and like being able to stand so strongly in that? Was that something that came easily? Was it a practice that you had to do? I would love to hear you talk about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. And you know, there's not one answer for that. I would say it's definitely been about stepping into that, starting before I'm ready. Definitely lots of practice, realizing that everything's an evolution, and just allowing myself to be playful, not take myself so serious. So just allowing myself to, like, I even changed for a while. I didn't call any of the things I did workshops. They were play shops, so that I was giving myself permission and everyone that was going to be attending to just try it out, see what happens. And so I think that's been a big part. One of the biggest things though is increasing my self-awareness around my self-talk. Like before I even open my mouth, what I'm saying to myself has been a huge, huge game changer. And I always have to be mindful of that. And I can certainly slip up on that. But again, when we practice it more, and I think my sphere of influence, like I can always tell if I'm hanging out or I'm just in a weekend where I see somebody or whatever that is negative and they just don't have the same kind of outlook on life that I do. And we're in a conversation and I may kind of like come away from that being an empath. I can pick up on people's energy, which isn't always such a great quality. But shaking that off and just being like, yeah, I don't have to own that. That's not me. And then having so much gratitude for the voices that I do really invite in to always empower me to just guard my greatness and just always like leaning more into doing things that really empower me and not disempower me has been a big part of why I think you may have experienced me as all those wonderful things you said. Thank you, Alex.
I love that. And I think shining some light on is that it's definitely a process. I think when we see people who are just like owning it, being badass, it can be easy to think that they just arrived there easily and effortlessly. And like to see some of the behind the scenes, I think is really important for people to say, if that's something you want to be experiencing more of, there is a process that you can start to work through. May not take a day, may take a couple months or years, but you can definitely put yourself on that path. So I think that's really powerful to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And the work is never done, right? I like the saying, you know, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, right? So
that's true.
I'm always going to be a student of this work. I have not arrived. I am far from perfect. I don't believe in perfectionism. I've never met a perfect person. I want to be relatable. And I just want to be somebody that if anything that I'm coaching on is something I've worked through myself. Or it's something I'm very interested in. I actually am starting a certification tomorrow where I'm going to be certified in grievance. So I can help and support people in my community that are going through grief, which is just something that something I'm very intrigued with and I don't know much about. So I'm excited to roll up my sleeves and lean into that next.
One of the things that I absolutely love that you said that you do is you guard your greatness.
I did not coin that term.
I don't care. You just said it to me and that's all I needed to hear. And so as far as I'm concerned, Jen Kirkerdo owns that. And I love it because you didn't stop it there. You went on to say that it's not about perfection. That it is an evolution. It's something that you're growing into, but it's something that we all have that we have to preserve today. We all have that today as we are. And I just love that. It's such an empowering position to stand in. Thank you.
So I'm curious, what is something in your professional opinion that our listeners could start doing today that would have a positive impact on their health and wellness?
Something that they could start doing today? Prime their morning. That is like my favorite thing. And it does stem from the book.
Miracle Morning?
What?
The Miracle Morning?
The Miracle Morning.
Okay.
And so should I list what those things are?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Miracle Morning is about starting your day in, they say, silence. So I would say, you know, for me, it's meditation. It can be a guided meditation. It can be sitting in silence. And I believe in doing this in whichever order. I actually never read the book. I just looked up what it was. And a girl that was in my networking group introduced me to it and said it really powerfully was impacting, you know, her day. And then on a podcast I listened to, it just packed a huge punch when this man said, what you spend your first hour of your day doing, it heavily impacts the next 12 hours of your day. And I just thought, that is so true. And, you know, if I can just start my day doing some of these things. And so I always just say, you know, it's like bite size. So if you can do two of these things, if you've never done any of them, or start with one so you can get a win, and then that'll make you feel good so you can maybe try out, I don't care if it's 30 days from now, doing two of them, three of them, but it's starting the day with silence or meditation, having a mental rehearsal or like a visualization of how your meeting's going to go, how your day is going to go, reading something powerful, journaling, movement, and a mantra. So any of those will support you in priming your day so that you're showing up a better version of yourself. And more importantly, taking that time to really center yourself before you go out and read and eat. Like, how many times have you woken up and rolled over and the first thing you do is read a work email? And if there's an emergency or, you know, a fire, it's like, you wake up like grumpy because you haven't done anything for yourself yet, right? And you're already like dealing with work. And for me, if I woke up and actually meditated first or went for a workout or even just a walk with my dogs, and then I read the email, I'm going to show up in a completely different mindset. And maybe I'm going to have a solution for that, or at least an idea, instead of just being annoyed and aggravated that I'm waking up to a problem. So I would say the biggest thing I could say to anybody is owning your morning and getting anyone that you live with on board to support you in giving yourself, if it's 30 minutes and that's all you can get, cool. Bring your kid, get your kids on board, get them a chalkboard for their bedroom, and they pack their book bag the night before, lay out their clothes, and then reward them. Like, give them pizza on Friday if that's what they want. They do it all month, bring them bowling, like celebrate with them, make them a part of the win, so that you also can have that time for you.
That is awesome. I read that book, and I don't do all of them, but I do journaling every morning, and it definitely sets the tone for my day. So I love that suggestion. And you can do these things for free in your own home. Just start doing something simple. I love that.
Yes.
Awesome. So here's the last one. Do you have any final thoughts, bits of wisdom, anything you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
Man, I mean, I guess I would say, based on my day today, every day you could ask me this and my answer would be different, Alex. But something that was really powerful for me today was hearing someone say, is this for me or is this for someone else? Mm-hmm. So asking yourself that when you're making a decision, which is something I actually also don't believe in anymore. We don't have to make decisions. We have to just boldly stand as who we are, lean into what we want and show up for it, and the decisions will make themselves. But I would say asking yourself when you're triggered or you feel like you're conflicted about something, is this really for me or is this for or about someone else? Like, am I feeling this overwhelm, this wave, this resistance, you know, this criticism, this judgment, is it coming from me or is this coming from someone else? And just, it's so amazing. I mean, we just don't ask ourselves good enough questions. And when we do, and we can, it just changes everything.
That is a great note to end on. More curiosity. I found like the more I can shine a light of curiosity on any circumstance, the easier it becomes to figure out whatever the next right step is, right? More questions, more curiosity. I love that. Well, it has been just brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Second Nature Show. It was my pleasure to have you. And I'm curious, where can people find and follow you at online?
My website, which is www.committoexplorecoaching.com. It actually will be live because I just had it completely revamped by the end of this week. So I'm so excited. And I am on Instagram. I am a lot more involved with Instagram than I am with Facebook, but I do have a Commit to Explore Facebook business page, and I have a Commit to Explore Instagram page.
Awesome. Brilliant. Dom, where can our listeners find and follow you?
They can find me on my Facebook page, Coach Dom Campbell, and also my website, coachdomcampbell.com.
Perfect. And Donna, what about you?
Donna at DesireStateCoaching.com and also website DesireStateCoaching.com and Facebook Donna Masterson.
Awesome. And you can find and follow me at Fully Aligned Coaching on Facebook, which shout out, Jen actually helped me come up with that name in a coaching session. Name was born on never said that before, but since you're here, yeah, that's, she helped me think through that one. So that's really fun. And I'm on Instagram at Alex, the Fully Aligned Coach. And you can find and follow us on The Second Nature Show on Facebook and YouTube or by emailing thesecondnatureshow@gmail.com. We'd love to answer any questions that you have, or if you're curious about being a guest on the show or know someone who would be a good fit, you can reach out to us. And be sure to tune in next week on Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. And remember, if you change your habits, you can change your life. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.